Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm here with Blerta Zecchiri, director and screenwriter of The Marriage. Good morning, Blerta.
Good morning to you.
And welcome to Sydney.
Well, thank you.
It's not a sunny day today, but, you know, we hope for the next days to be more, Sydney style.
I can't wait to see how Sydney looks with the sun.
Yes, exactly. Blerta, let's talk about The Marriage, the film that you are presenting here at the Sydney Film Festival, which tells the story of Bekim and Anita, a 30-something couple in contemporary Pristina in Kosovo. They met in Bekim's bar, they got drunk, they fell into bed, and some time later they want to get married. But the return of an old friend of Bekim changes the dynamic between Bekim and Anita, and it brings up one question: who are they in reality? So it's really how it seems to be between Bekim and Anita.
Did you ask me? It brings the question: who are they, Bekim and Anita? Right.
Yeah, it's what lies beneath. Without revealing too much about the film, of course. Who are these two characters?
Well, Bekim is... Let's talk about Anita maybe first.
Yeah, sure.
Bekim is more complex, I guess. Anita is this girl that is... For Kosovo women is quite... Anita is this woman that for the Kosovo society, it would look that she's really... advanced, and she has her life in her own hands.
Yeah.
And this is because she had to live alone because her parents were missing, which is a situation that is not really normal, let's say, in Kosovo, because in our country, what happens usually is that everybody, women and men, nobody gets away from them. From their parents before they get married. Sometimes even after they get married, they still live
very close knit families.
Yes. Yeah. So that I think is something that Anita is missing a lot, because she's living alone in a place where everybody is surrounded by big families.
Yeah.
And this is something that makes Anita maybe love more. This relationship, let's say, and wanting to belong to a bigger family or something.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's we have Bekim, who is a closeted gay somehow, mm-hmm. or even a bi, but sometimes we say that he's kind of... I see him more like homophobic
gay. Yes. Yeah.
I have to say something in context from what happens in Kosovo is that even now there is not even one gay couple that lives really openly and says that they're together or something.
It's still a social issue, yes, which is not accepted by the wider society. Yeah. Is it what you're saying?
Being gay in Kosovo, it's not illegal, but it's not accepted from the society.
Yeah.
So what happens is that in most of the cases, people try to settle down and to say that, okay, I'm gonna marry a woman or a man, and try to do as society is telling.
So they try to hide their real gender identity.
Yes. Sometimes even from themselves, as long as they can. So this is Bekim trying to fit into society needs, and not looking out for himself and what he wants. And of course, when he's not in love, he can do that.
Yeah.
But when the love of his life comes back, it's really really hard for him. And then that's... this is the situation where
the background. And what was the inspiration to write the script? Why did you want to tell this story, Blerta?
So the inspiration came from two very close friends of mine, one of which was married to a guy and had two children, and she realized that he was gay only after after she had two children with him.
Yeah.
And then she was really devastated. And on the other hand, I had my very good friend that was gay and that was struggling a lot in our society to be himself, even though he was really open and his family almost accepted him and everything, but it was not supposed to be for everybody. So there came this moment for my friend that he had to decide either to get married, not necessarily because the family wanted him to, his family, but because the others wouldn't let him be.
Yeah, of course.
And
so the wider society.
Yes, exactly. So he was saying that either I have to do as they want me to, or I have to leave the country. And what happened is that he left the country, and you know. So this was
the inspiration for the script. So real life events in some ways.
Yes.
And let's talk about the two actors, Alban Ukaya and Adriana Matoshi. They are really good at portraying middle-class life in contemporary Pristina, and with apparently, on surface, nothing to hide. So tell us about the casting. Why did you choose Alban and Adriana?
With Adriana Matoshi, I have worked in two previous short films, and I really love her way of work, and she was the first one that came into the team, because I used to work with her earlier. And then we convinced Alban to join the team, because Alban is really, it was very important for me to have in this role the three main characters, to have people that are loved from everybody, first of all, because this film is going to be shown in Kosovo, and I wanted this to also to help me to help the cause, let's say. So
yeah,
I wanted to have the best,
something
the best that
powerful.
We have. Yes, and so I'm. I don't know why I chose them. I guess they are the best actors that we have, first of all.
Yeah. So that was an easy choice.
Yeah. But on top of that, they are really great, amazing people who are also friends and are really... we were really on the same level of communication when it came to human rights, I guess. So it was really important. Not everyone is open, and not everyone is open, I think.
Sure.
So I really didn't want to have this first. So I didn't want to have this first barrier and to work a lot and to, you know,
to convince,
to convince people
to,
and stuff.
Yes.
So this was really easy. And the best thing is that. The two of them joined the team when we only had a synopsis, treatment.
Okay.
You know, we didn't have anything.
Yeah,
yet.
Not the script. Not
so
yet.
Yes. And this is maybe the most important thing. Why I chose to work with them, because the thing is that, for example, we had the first draft of the script.
Yeah.
And we would bring the actors and read the script together and then improvise something, and they would come up with something, I would come up with something, and
the collaboration to develop the script.
Yes, this was this kind of collaboration that we did to develop the script. And we were kind of filming those improvisations that we did with small cameras or phones and stuff. And then we would go home and continue to write and take what was good and then do another draft. And it was
very interesting process.
Yeah, this was
develop
a really
the script.
It was a really long process.
Yeah.
Very good one, and I'm really, really thankful to the actors that they stayed with us in this process, because the first draft of the script was not that good. So I'm really glad that they didn't leave me.
That was a real teamwork.
Yes, it was.
And how long did it take to finalize the script?
About 3 years, I
three
guess.
3 years. Yeah. Well, yes.
The
long
thing
project.
Is that, yeah, in the beginning we didn't have money or anything. We just started, you know, like working together. So it was really, it was really a long process.
Long
and
process.
I'm super, super thankful to the actors.
The fact that there was a war in Kosovo is relevant to tell the story. Because some events that happened during the war are related to what's happened in the film. So it was important for you to include historical and political background in your film?
What I tried to do in this film, I really tried to portray maybe a Kosovar society, how our society is.
Yeah.
And our society is really, really marked by the war. And you can see, I mean, it really felt that if I didn't put this also in my film, it would feel like almost lying and telling something that was not true in Kosovo. Because, I don't know, if you've been through war, if a country has been through war, everybody in the country is traumatized. And nobody is dealing with the traumas.
Yeah.
And they're there. So we always try to kind of deal with it on our own. So what happens is that even if you have like a really normal conversation with someone, at one point you will bring up war and something that happened there. So it really felt normal and only felt natural to put
Yeah.
Everybody knows that if you've been through war, you have PTSD and stuff and everything.
Sure.
And nobody treats. Yeah. We were never treated for that.
So it's,
we have this big PTSD society.
Blerta, The Marriage is your first feature after making a number of award-winning short and medium-length films presented at several film festivals. And also The Marriage won two very prestigious awards at the Tallinn Black Knight Film Festival. What do you think made your debut feature so successful? What's the recipe for the success of this film?
Maybe, I think it's probably the heart and the passion for it, and the dedication.
Yeah.
Because I have, what made, I have no idea how to.
Do you think it's the story, which is really compelling and captivating? Do you think it's... the fact that it, at the end of the day, The Marriage tells a universal story, isn't it? Because war has been part of the entire contemporary world. Relationship between couples, regardless of the geography, are a universal topic. So it's
I'd like to think that when I made the film, I didn't think that it's going to be universal. I was thinking to tell like a small Kosovo story, but I guess love is universal, so that comes across.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And love,
I really didn't think about this at all when I made the film. I just had this like strong need to tell this story and to make it known to the world, but most importantly to have people see this in Kosovo. And this was maybe my big... Yeah, this was maybe what drove me to make this film. I really wanted this film to be seen in my country, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that it's working.
Outside the geography boundaries.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Blerta, for your time. Enjoy the Sydney Film Festival.
Thank you.
Enjoy
thank
Sydney.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah.
I've been talking with Blerta Zaccheri, director and screenwriter of The Marriage here at the Sydney Film Festival. And I'm Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.